episode 935, Toxins on Your Body.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How are you? I'm so excited that you're here. Can you believe it? It is Wednesday. It is Wellness Wednesday, and we're chatting about toxins on your body. Did you hear it? It's on your body. It's going to be a very interesting episode, so you're going to want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if you want to live, if you want to love, and you definitely want to impact, you got to figure out this thing with toxins. Most of us would agree that our body contains toxins. You all have heard about detoxifying and, you know, cleansing and juice cleansing and all of that. Well, some we're going to kind of touch on a little bit about that, but some of it's going to be left for another episode. Like if you're wanting to know, is this about greens and juicing? No, this is not the episode, but it's going to talk about, I think, something even more important that we don't think about. That is the toxins on your body. What we put on our body is absorbed in your body. So you might be eating really clean, but your body could still be toxic. I had a friend who said, oh my gosh, Christiane, she goes, I do everything right. And then I went and had my, basically her toxins, you know, to see what her body chemistry was. And she had a breakdown and she goes, they said I was toxic. She goes, I don't get it. She goes, I eat clean. I eat organic. I mean, I basically don't eat anything processed. I drink enough water for a horse. I mean, it's crazy. What am I doing wrong? And we started talking and it was more about what is she, you know, using on her body? What's in her environment? So you can be eating really clean, but you still can be toxic. So today, it was important to me to break down some concerns, especially since I came across this study from the Moscow State University. We know that the sun has many, many benefits, one specifically being the gift of vitamin D production, right? And we need vitamin D in our bodies. It is essential to how our body works. That's something that God designed for us. And, you know, if we're not getting enough sun, which honestly, we're not outside. And if we are, well, other things are being used. So we're not getting that sun. And since skin cancer has become more prevalent, the use of sunscreen has increased, while our vitamin D that we really need in our bodies has dropped drastically low. Most people don't understand the importance of vitamin D. We've got to have it. It's part of our survival for our body to work the right way. You know, it's, you know, you got to think about it. Vitamin D is fuel for your cells. It goes way beyond just, okay, I look good, you know, tan versus white. Well, it doesn't matter how dark you are. You need vitamin D in your body. So when was the last time you've been tested for vitamin D? How much vitamin D? Maybe not. Maybe you haven't ever been tested. Well, I want to encourage you to get your vitamin D levels tested the next time you have a routine well checkup. Or maybe you're going to have some blood work done when you're going to already be stuck. Ask your doctor, hey, could you also check my vitamin D? I'm just curious to know where my levels are. All right. Now, with that, though, I got to tell you this. I had mine tested recently, and guess what? Oh, it was awesome. It was great. I was way, way high on the scale. It was great. I take vitamin D orally, and I also get out in the sun. But we also had my husband tested, and his results were totally different. He actually has to take more vitamin D orally than I do. His job requires him to be inside, and he doesn't get enough outside time because he goes to work early. He comes home usually when the sun is going down. So there's really not enough, you know, sunlight to really produce what he needs when it comes to vitamin D. And so he just has really low levels. And so we had to add that to his daily regimen. Now, the crazy thing is, though, this Moscow State University study, right, that I came across, and this was just released this summer. Scientists from the Faculty of Chemistry demonstrated in their research the nature of hazardous chemical compounds formed as a result of the breakdown of avobenzone. And this is a component of many sunscreen products. So avobenzone is a component of sunscreen products, which I'm sure you use. And when it interacts with chlorinated water and ultraviolet radiation, it produces this hazardous chemical compound. I went ahead and did a little bit of research and found that avobenzone was basically patented in 1973, and the FDA approved it for use in 1988 here in the U.S. So I want you to think about it. Kids, pool, and sunscreen. And that pool is what? Chlorinated. So when you mix these things together, you've got the sun, you've got the sunscreen, and so if it has that, the component avobenzone in it, and the ultraviolet rays from the sun, you've got hazardous chemicals on your body. And here you thought you were doing something really good. But how good? Maybe not as good as what we thought and what we hoped. I want to remind you of an episode 852 with Christine Sperling. She's with Makes Three Organics. We had an incredible discussion on that one. She was part of My Strength is My Story series. And she tells her story of why they came up with Makes Three Organics and why they produce the products that they produce. And in there, she talks about how with her daughter, she was having many reactions, and they had to find things that she could use on her skin, not just ingesting the food she was taking in, but literally on her skin. What are you using on your skin today? We put a lot of different creams and ointments and sprays. I mean, come on, women. Now, guys, some of you guys do a lot of the, you know, the prepping and all of that work, and that's awesome, but you probably use half of the amount of stuff that us women use. And I'm not saying that's worse or better or whatever. I'm just stating that these are the facts. And what we need to understand is what we're ingesting and what we're putting on our skin still ends up in the same place. It's in our body. We absorb it because you're putting it on the skin, and skin is what? The biggest organ in your body. So if you want to go back and listen to our discussion, I'll have the link in the show notes with Christine Sperling. I think you will enjoy it. And she also had a great resource there for you that talks about how you can go shopping, ways you can find things out, especially if you've never done this before. So use her. She's a great resource. And that's a great episode to listen to. Also, I want to remind you, too, that she mentioned in there about trade-offs. You cannot live a perfect life. If you try, you're going to be alone. And I know that sounds horrible, but you're not going to be able to eat clean and have all this perfect stuff. You can live in the rural area. I mean, we live out in the rural area, and we still have free radicals, and we still have stuff in the air and toxins. And, you know, I have to detox my body. It's important to. And so we all have to take care of what we have. And so maybe Christine had mentioned in her episode that she happens to love this one particular shampoo for her hair and what it does. And you know how important it is for women to have good hair, right? And you men too, I know, but especially for women, we kind of look good. So she said it's a trade-off. She does a lot of other things that are really good and really, really clean, but she won't give up her shampoo. Not till she finds something that will do very close or exactly what she wants it to do. So you have to keep that in mind too, that there are some trade-offs. And some of you might be saying, well, then this whole study with Moscow State University and the sunscreen, isn't there a trade-off? I mean, skin cancer versus this hazardous chemical? Well, the thing is we don't know long-term what this is going to do. Because I know some of us sit here and we put an SPF of 50, 75, 100 on our skin. And it's not necessarily the cream itself, but it's the chemical that's in there. It's the SPF that's the issue. You really don't have to go up that high. What we're missing is we just need to apply it over and over and over again. But if you're living at the pool with chlorinated water, it's in the sun, and you've got the sunscreen on that has this avobenzone in it, then you need to understand that there could be some consequences later on, and we don't know those consequences yet. Again, this is education. I'm not telling you to go and freak out and go throw all your sunscreen away. What I am telling you to do is read the labels. Don't make assumptions. One thing you can do is there's an app that's called Think Dirty. It's a crazy name for an app, but it works. And I've tried it. Go into your bathroom. Download this app. It's for your phone. I don't think there was one for the iPad or like a tablet. There was just one for the phone. And so download it on your phone, and you basically scan the barcode in the back. When you scan it, it's going to give you a rating from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst. So you really want to rate yourself in the 0 or the 1 to 3 area if you can. And it breaks it down in, I think it's 3 different areas. And so try it. It's a free app. You can try it out for free, not even sign up. Like, you don't even have to put your email in there. Just kind of test it out and see what products you have. Now, it has over 700,000 products, but that doesn't mean that your products are in there. I had a lot of products in my bathroom that I tried and nothing came up. Well, partly I know what those products are. They have one ingredient. For example, I use argan oil all over my skin. On a daily basis, that is something that I use. And so when there's only one ingredient and it's argan oil, it's kind of hard to say that there's a problem with the argan oil. That's about as natural as you can get. So know the products that you're using, okay? And also read the labels. Don't make an assumption just because it's said or marketed by whomever. Maybe it's a celebrity that you trust. Well, maybe the celebrity hasn't done their research. You do the research. It's your body. It's your family. So you've got to be the one to take the initiative. All right, so that was a little bit of a sidebar, because I really think this is important. We don't talk about our skin, and it's the greatest, biggest organ in our body. And you only get one body. So you want to take care of it. I know I want to take care of my skin. So make sure you go back and listen to episode 852. Download that app. Think Dirty. That's T-H-I-N-K, Dirty, D-I-R-T-Y. And just kind of get an idea. And remember, don't go freaking out if everything is, you know, a high 9 or 10. You know, just know that that's what it is. And maybe you can do some trade-offs and find some other things that may do the job but aren't as necessarily as bad as what they say. But again, you don't have to trust that app 100%. Do your own research. Go in, look at the actual ingredients, dissect the ingredients. You know, talk to Siri or Google or, what's the other one? Alexis or whoever it is you want to talk to when you just start talking and they answer you back. Do your research, all right? Because education, knowledge is power, and we've got it. There's no excuses. Okay, so I'll get off my little soapbox there and we'll get back to what I really want to tell you about. And that's about the toxins on your body. I want you to understand, and what I want you to take away from today's episode is toxins can be ingested and absorbed. So don't think that, oh, well, I'm doing great here. I'm eating my salads. I'm drinking my water. I eat good lean protein. I think it's pretty good. Maybe I have a cheat meal or a couple glasses of wine through the week. No big deal. No, but what are you putting on your skin? What could be getting down to the cellular level and maybe doing harm that you didn't really realize it, or a combination of things? Be aware, okay? You have to know what you're taking in and putting on. And like I said before, the skin is the biggest organ of the body, so we got to take care of it. So your kiss today is detox your skin, which is obvious, right? Detox your skin. What are some ways to do that? I want to give you 3 ways to do that. Number one, drink plenty of water. It's the number one, the one and only. I mean, if there's anything that you can do to add in to, that would be a game changer in your health, in your wellness, in your anything that you're doing with your body, I would tell you hands on, straight out, start drinking more water because we are walking around dehydrated. I 100% believe it. Our brains can't operate properly without hydration. Our cells can't operate properly. You know, we wonder why we feel hungry. We're really not hungry. We just need more water. But our body's confused. Our brain and stomach aren't communicating. They're like, well, I want something, but what do you really want? Really, you're just thirsty. So drink water. And I cannot stress it enough. Half of your body weight in ounces. That is what's good. And if you're like, oh, but Christiane, I'm really overweight. You know what? Aim for 1 gallon. If everybody would drink 1 gallon of water a day, we would be working on this incredible hydration high. And that's where I want you to be. So number one is drink plenty of water. Number two, are you ready for this? Go to a sauna or create your own sauna. So you can turn on your shower. If you're like, you know, funds are strapped, I can't go out. I don't go to the sauna. I just kind of create my own, and I'll tell you how I do that. Number one, I do it in my shower. I really make it hot in there, and I just let the steam go. And it's usually after I've already bathed. And I don't use just any soap. I actually use soap from Makes 3 Organics that I'm not plugging them or anything. That's just my soap I use. I happen to like their soap. And I know it's very, very clean and it works well for my body. So that's what I do. I cleanse my body. And then guess what? I sit down in the tub and I just let that hot water just kind of, you know, fill up the area. Now, a trick to that is take a water bottle in there with you because you do not want to get lightheaded. If you're starting to see like little sprinkles of stars when you blink or if you squint your eyes and then open them, if you're seeing little sprinkles of stars, you need to stop, you need to sit down, and you need to turn the water off because you're going to have some issues there of your regulation when it comes to not only your glucose level, but just stability, your balance. Okay, you could be getting weak and you could be slightly ready to pass out. So I tell you to be careful. Also, if you're on medication, always consult your medical provider or your physician. Okay, also with that, the sauna. If you can go to a sauna, there are a lot of great things happening with infrared saunas. Look them up. See if they might be a fit for you. Now, again, if you have medical complications or you are on medication, do not assume that you can go in and do saunas. There are some medications that have contraindications that you cannot mix the two. So you got to know that. So talk to your provider. I cannot stress that enough. Your health is worth all the time in the world. So make sure you clarify that. Also, just sweat. You know, just getting yourself hot. So maybe you don't want to sit in the shower and you don't want to have that water bill for whatever reason. That's fine. Then go outside where it's sunny out and just sit there and just allow yourself to get hot and sweaty and then go in and take a regular shower. So that allows your body to sweat. Sweating's very good, okay? Which then also leads to number three, intense exercise. Intense exercise is what? Think about like your HIIT training. Add that in 2 or 3 times a week. Do some sprints. Get yourself really up there where you're sweating. I mean, like really sweating, not, you know, glistening. Some of us women like to say, oh, I'm glistening. No. I want you dripping, okay? When I go walking my fast walk, I don't care what the temperature is outside. I am dripping by the time I'm done. You could wring me out. That's important. That helps to get all the toxins out of my body. And I would add to that a run. Go running. If you like to run, go running outside, preferably. Because if you're in a controlled environment, your body's going to adapt to that. So I always say, take it outside. Take it outside. Oh, wait, take it outside. Now, I want to take a step back, though. For drinking water, I want to give you a little hint. You can use ginger and lemon in your water. And it is an amazing detoxifying drink. And you can kind of play with how much, whether you're going to use like, you know, fresh lemons. Sometimes you can even actually use a lemon zest to like, poof, you know, make it a little more of a boost. You could also make it a slushy. So if you're in the really hot areas, make it a slushy. You know, put it in your blender and just, man, add some ice in there and add your ginger and your lemons. And if you wanted to, add a little bit of lime in there. And oh my gosh, you've got an amazing natural detoxifier that you can add to that. And that would be great actually to do first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning when you get up, because it also wakes you up. If you want to be a little more bold, add in some cayenne pepper. It helps to also boost your brain. It wakes it up. And, you know, because it boosts the blood flow, cayenne pepper does. So, hey, I'm all into blood flow. It's great for the body. However, again, cayenne pepper can interact with some medications. So if you're on medications, make sure that you don't have any contraindications with that medication and cayenne pepper. A lot of this, if you think about it, is common sense, but it's not common practice. You've got skin that is vital to your life. I mean, you can't imagine walking around. I mean, come on, think about it. Wouldn't we look a little strange without skin on our body? Yes, skin's there for a purpose, just like you were created for a purpose. So you have to take care of yourself. There are toxins on your body, but they also become, you know, ones that are in your body because they're absorbed through your skin. So take care of it. Just like you're worried about what you're taking in, be concerned with what you're putting on topically. If you want help with this, click on the link, Take Aim. We can talk specifically about your concerns, and I can help you come up with some strategies that will work both in your life and for your family. Where you are, I'll meet you right where you're at. So with all of that, I know it's a ton to take in. Remember the app, Think Dirty, because you matter. And I just got to tell you that, you know, it's weird. I do these episodes and I try to find something new and different for you all. And we're coming up to 1,000 episodes. And that's really crazy. Now, the numbered ones, we're not quite there yet. I know it's 935. So we're looking at basically 2+ months. But we also have a lot of bonus episodes. And so we are less than 25 away now from hitting 1,000 episodes. And so I hope that these episodes are educating for you. It helps to waken you up. And I'm not telling you that this is the only thing. I'm giving you suggestions, ideas, concerns, having, you know, your awareness awakened. So you can say, okay, this is right, or no, this doesn't fit for me, or I tried this, doesn't work. Oh, wait, this was spectacular. You've got to take what you're learning and what? Take aim. So if you want help with that, click on the link. I would love to come beside you. It's a free coaching complimentary call with me, and we can do that. Otherwise, I want to really, really encourage you to take this information that you're learning and go and take action yourself. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You can do this. God created you on purpose for a purpose. And your body is a temple of God because the Holy Spirit resides within you. That's a huge responsibility. So don't take it lightly. I mean, just think about it. If Jesus was standing right in front of you right now, what would you put on his body? It's a big deal. If you wouldn't put it on Jesus' body, then why would you put it on yours? Think about that. That's just kind of your food for thought on Wellness Wednesday. Go out and have a splendid day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.